Welcome to another episode of the Bros Podcast. I am your host, Ant Brown, a.k.a. the Bearded Cowboy. And I got my co-host with me.
It's your boy, Landon, a.k.a. L Boogie, your girlfriend's favorite producer.
This guy.
You know, I'm just saying, bro. You know, I got to keep it sexy, you know, Mr. Deep Voice.
Okay. So you want to keep it sexy. Okay. So yeah. That kind of ties into what we're talking about today, man.
Man, what we talking about?
Talking about relationships.
Ooh, we talking about relationships?
Yeah, man, like the male perspective of relationships.
Man, I got something Hold up, man.
Because you ready to dive in.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So before we do that, man, let's have our traditional toast. Okay. We're going to go ahead and introduce the song of the week.
Okay, bet.
I bet. Okay. Hey, man, to the Bros Podcast.
To the Bros.
And this week's song of the week, Mr. Kenyon Dixon, Get High, Get By.
Let's go.
I need my money, nigga. Been going down, hit the ground. I ain't stop running, nigga. I need a break. Try to wait, they say it's coming, nigga. Hold on, been too long. Still feeling I'm not where I'm supposed to.
Not where I'm supposed to be.
Up in arms, running wild. And all they say is hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Kenyon Dixon with Get High, Get By.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I was really feeling that one, man.
Yeah, man, that was a whole vibe. I dig that.
I was feeling the beat.
Beat was dope.
Hey, you was...
Vocals.
He was on to something, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was really feeling like everything he was saying, like, just throughout the song. I know we only played a little clip, but, right. I mean, it was very connected.
Yeah. Y'all checked him out, man. He is on all, you know, major platforms, so y'all check him out. Support.
Are you ready to dive in?
Let's dive in, man.
All right, cool. So here we go. Listen, man, so tell me, man, how you handle disappointments in relationships.
Man, disappointments. My opinion on how to handle a disappointment after, like, a breakup or whatever it is. Some people, like, when I think about, like, just looking at other people, people, you know, seclude themselves and stop talking to people and all this other stuff and just groping in the moment and stuff like that. I had to teach myself, like, man, only way to, you know, get through some disappointment and stuff like that is, man, stay active.
Okay.
Stay active. And because idle mind will drive you crazy.
So let me ask you this. You said stay active. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with disappointment in a relationship, if you are actually active, like you say, again, I'm just, you know, just the devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying stay active, but are you actually dealing with the disappointment, or are you more or less distracting yourself from the disappointment?
I think it's more of trying to distract myself
from
the disappointment.
Okay.
Because just like I said, I don't mind if I'm just sitting there and I'm just crying about the disappointment. It's just going to build up and I'm just going to be more and more in my feelings, and more disappointed.
Okay.
Thinking about what I should have did different.
Okay.
Blaming myself, all that stuff. Like, so just staying active, getting out there and maybe, like, traveling.
Okay.
Going to church.
Okay.
Going with family, whatever. So that's what I feel on that. What about you and your
man? So I'm really the exact opposite. You like you say, you distract yourself from the disappointment. Me myself, I have to deal with the disappointment. Anytime I'm in a relationship and it ends, in my mind, I cannot move on. I cannot progress until I know for certain that in this particular situation that I've given 100% everything that I've had to give. I can't distract myself because if I distract myself, for example, you said, you mentioned traveling. If I distract myself with traveling and I haven't dealt with the disappointment, what's going to happen with me is I'm going to continuously wish and hope that that person is there with me. So I'm not going to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to always forever be like, man, I wish such and such was here. And maybe this could have saved our relationship. I wish such and such and I would have been able to do this and maybe this would have steered our relationship in a different direction. But if I sit back and I deal with exactly what it is that was that caused the disappointment on my behalf, I can't speak about her behalf because that's her. I can only deal with, you know, a lot of people try to say like, oh, she blamed everything on me. Well, when a person tells you what it was that you did that caused them to feel how they feel about you, I have to deal with that so I don't carry that into my next situation.
Right.
Because if I'm distracted, what if it was me financially? What if financially I wasn't responsible enough? Well, that particular situation can't be the issue in my next relationship.
Yeah.
You feel what I mean?
Accountability.
Yeah, I have to, but that's just how I was raised. Not even just with relationships, but with my friendships, with anything that I'm doing. I've always been taught you have to hold yourself accountable, regardless of if it's a job that you got fired. I don't care if you're working at McDonald's. I don't care if you're a bouncer at a strip club or if you are a member of your local assembly as a church. You have to hold yourself accountable, because when you're held accountable, especially as a man, it provokes a different string of character that should always be exhibited.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very big on displaying my character.
Why do you think, like the people say these days, why is the dating pool so dirty?
I think it's dirty because two reasons. I'll give you two reasons. One, somewhere along the line, we have lost respect for the opposition in our relationship. When I say opposition, I don't mean the opponent, like somebody that I'm battling against. I'm talking about the opposite sex or your partner, the other person in the relationship. We've lost the respect for that person. Back in the old days, there were certain things that my grandfather and grandmother were expected of them from the other person. My grandfather was expected to go to work and to make sure that the bills were paid. My grandmother was expected to make sure that the household was intact. Now, my grandfather did enforce and exert his authority as the male in the house, as the head of the household. And I think that what has happened is women, number one, men, let me blame men first. I'm never going to point the finger at anybody else without pointing at myself first.
Yeah.
Men have devalued our own authority in the house. So not every man.
Mm-hmm.
Some men are okay with the woman taking care of us. Some men are okay with the woman providing. Some men are okay with not having the responsibility of being the head. Me, myself, personally, I thrive from that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like I am the man when I have to stand up and be the man of my household.
Yeah.
To provide for my family.
You don't want to be no stay-at-home?
No.
Come home with a baby, I wash the clothes?
Yeah, no. I'm not, no. Now, I will assist. You know, you need me to wash clothes. You need me to get the kids here. I have no problem with assisting. Yeah. However, my primary role as the man in my household is to protect my family, is to serve.
Right.
Because a lot of people think that as the man, you're supposed to be served and catered to. No, when you exhibit yourself as a servant and as a caterer, it's only right to be given that same treatment back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, one thing is men, we've devalued ourselves in the household. And secondly, women have been taught and trained that they don't need a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I love you. You are my brother, but I need a woman.
Yeah.
There are certain things that a woman provides, that a woman possesses, that I have to have.
Yeah. I was saying it the other day. I was like, man. No, I think somebody had posted a question on Facebook. It's like, what do you miss from a relationship right now? And I was like, man, I miss just having that that woman's touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And just that energy mm-hmm. around me. Like, I don't want to be around my disrespect to my boys. And so I don't want to be around them every damn day or, 24 hours. You know, I want to be around my woman and want to lay up and watch TV or watch a movie, cook, dance in the house and shit like that.
Right.
It's a lot of when I think about the dating pool,
okay,
being dirty, and this goes back to like a conversation that I had with one of my older partners, and he said the way things are now, the reason why there's so much disconnect is you have women switching roles.
There you go, blaming a woman again.
I'm not trying to blame a woman. Not saying all women.
Why is she allowed to switch the role? Why does she feel like she needs to switch the role? I don't believe that women just switched roles. I believe women are creatures of survival. Mm-hmm. A woman, when she feels protected and she feels that she can truly be a feminine woman, I don't think women have a problem with that. I think women have an issue when the man does not exert himself or exhibit himself in a manner that allows her to submit to him. So we can't just say, oh, women are just changing the role. Why? What's causing this to happen?
And when I say it's switching roles, I say you have a lot of women out here acting like men. And like,
but why? Still, why?
It's because like men are acting different themselves.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So it's like it's both sides have changed.
Okay. Okay.
And you have a lot of women out here that say, when we go back to say, some women out here, not all women,
okay,
ladies, the majority.
Don't say the majority. Just say some.
Some.
Women. Yeah, there we go. There just we say go.
Some.
Yeah. There we go.
Say they don't need a man.
Okay.
But in reality, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things out here that men can do that women can't do.
Okay, like what?
It can be anything, like from changing a tire.
You can't say that because some women know how to change tires.
Yeah, if you're a strong woman.
You know.
Just any, there's something out there.
Right.
That a woman can't do. That she's on these some type of man's assistance. You just can't say I don't need a man or anything like that. And I think the reason why men are feeling like they are because of how women are thinking now of they saying that they need a man, because men out here, they want a woman to need them. And so
are you trying to say that, or are you not? Are you trying to say? Are you saying that men, we need to feel wanted and or needed in order for us to stand up and be men?
I feel like, yeah. Not all men.
Okay.
Some men.
Okay.
Feel needed or wanted. Like, you have some people out there that think like that. They're like, I'd rather have a woman that need me instead of wanted me. Me, like I said, I don't care if you need me. A woman, I just want you to be that nurturer, be that woman that I need to when I need somebody to confide in,
okay,
talk to,
okay,
and I can trust. I can sit up there when everything else in this world is against me. Even family, I should be able to come to you as my woman to be there,
okay,
and stuff like that. But you got some women out there that just they're on a different role, so. That's why I feel like there's a lot of disconnect between both sides, because in the culture is changing.
Okay.
The media and the women want to do this. They want to be that. They want to get the BBLs. They want to, they want to be, and it's cool with you. You can be a boss and everything like that, but don't, discredit the black man and what he's doing out here, because there's a lot of that going on. But
well, it's a lot of, and again, I'm just being devil's advocate. Yeah. I'm not pro man, pro woman. I'm just saying, I think, again, my biggest thing is holding ourselves as men accountable. I don't feel like there is ever a time where a man has the space to be irrational. If your woman is going, if something is transpiring and your woman is going haywire, she doesn't need for you to be haywire. She needs for you to be grounded and rooted, so that way when she's spiraling out of control, you can grab her and say, hey, sit back, I got this. And if you've exhibited yourself as that man, what's going to happen is she's going to sit back. I remember a time in history where if a man said that they had this, the woman sat back and she allowed him to have that, and it wasn't a thought in her mind that he didn't have
it. Right.
But again, I think that men, we have, and again, I'm not saying that we are the blame. What I am saying is that when men are men and we step up to the plate and we take our rightful place as men, number one, we can raise men. Number two, we can allow our women to go back to being feminine women. Now, if you provide that and the person that you're in a relationship with still exhibits those types of characteristics, then you have to re-look at the picture and you have to understand again who you are dealing with in a relationship. Some people are wired like that because of the things that they've been through in life, the things that they've been taught from their mother who was hurt by a man who never trusted another man. You know what I mean? So that's why I said there has to be somewhere, some type of way where we are as men held accountable, and then where we provide a place for women to be like, it's okay for me to be feminine.
Yeah, I think like a lot of stuff that's going, like I said, with the times changing, like women are thinking that, like, you know, we need to put this guard up and change it up and stuff like that. Like, nah, the men, we still want y'all to be women.
Okay.
Be feminine. Be able to express yourself and inspire and motivate at the end of the day. Like, okay. I feel like a lot of women are getting away from that.
Okay.
And that's what men are looking for. We're looking for that woman that can, like I said, be feminine and stuff like that, instead of trying to be one of the partners or one of the homies. It's cool to be cool and be friends, but still be your feminine self. Be you, be yourself.
Okay.
That's, I feel like when I'm trying to get to know somebody, that's the one thing that I look for in a mate. Like, be you. Be yourself. Don't try to be nothing that you see on TV or one of your homegirls or nothing. Like, what's going to attract me to you is you. Who are you?
Okay.
What is your attributes? What do you like? What do you don't like? And stuff like that. And I'm cool with that. And you keep it genuine from the jump, like, we gonna be 100. We gonna be A100. So
okay.
It just, the pool, man, is just, I feel like another thing with the pool is like people expect so much. I think my thing is this: whatever happened to genuinely trying to get to know somebody?
I mean,
and when I say that is because nowadays you have people jumping into, you know, when they trying to get to know somebody, first is like, how much money you make?
Okay.
Do you got your own crib? Do you make $100,000 a year or whatever? What kind of car you drive?
Wait. So you trying to say something wrong with a woman having standards?
No, ain't nothing wrong with having standards.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's like a lot of women jump to that first. Before they trying to get to know me.
So
personally, I can have all that stuff.
Right.
But I can be a crazy mother.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
With that same breath that you're saying, there are a lot of men. And again, I'm 1,000% man. However, my job is to although we are talking about the male perspective, my job is to bring the male perspective into relevance. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of women, like you said, that ask about how much you make, what kind of car you drive, where you live, do you live? Oh, we get that. But there are a lot of men who the first thing that they care about is how fast they can get into a woman's pants.
That's true.
So it's so, as you said, it's so dirty. The dating pool is so dirty because, again, there's nobody that's just saying, hey, and I think this is what's leading us astray, is because nobody is truly just trying to find somebody to love and to build with. It's like, hey, you need to come to the table with your own this, that, and the other. And I'm going to come to the table with this, that, and the other. And then when you do come to the table like that, nobody is willing to let go of what it is that they have.
Yeah.
And so it creates a division in the midst of us trying to know each other. I'm trying to get to know you. You trying to get to know me.
Yeah.
But I'm more concerned of what you have materialistically and what you can offer me. And then you're more concerned about what's between my legs and what I can offer you. At what point are we going to be genuine?
It's somewhere and got lost in the sauce. I mean, there's still people out there that are genuine and they want that real thing, that old school love. You know, what our grandparents had.
Right. Because they ain't have nothing back in the day.
Yeah, they ain't have nothing. He's like, man, woman, bring me some catfish and some greens and put it on my plate. And that was love. Like, here you go, honey. Now it's just like, it's a lot of the table talk.
Okay.
Every time. What do you bring to the table? What do you do? What do you do? What do you make? And it's the same thing for women, too.
Yeah.
What can you bring to the table? I have everything I want in my life as a man.
Okay.
What can you bring to the table?
So what if we did this? What if this happened? Mm-hmm. You met someone. She brought what she had. You brought what you had. And y'all built the table together.
Okay.
Versus, hey, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? What if it's, hey, let's meet and let's put this table together. And then whatever it is that you have that you can add to this table, because at that point, if we build a table together, it's not your table, it's not my table, it's our table.
Right.
And whatever you can provide or whatever you can bring to this table, let's make the best out of what you can offer and bring to this table that we've created together.
Right. And I feel like whenever you are creating something together or building something, you're just not gonna just jump in it with somebody, not knowing. And this is what I get back to. If you like somebody and you want to get to know somebody, you're trying to get to know them on a personal level. It can be compared to like when two people are trying to get together and they talking about investing in a business together. We gotta be able to know each other, know what makes us tick, what they don't like, and all that type of stuff. So I feel like the same thing goes into like, before I plan on making a table with this person or building a table with this person, I got to know you first.
Okay.
I got to know, like I said, what makes you smile? What makes you mad? What your dislikes are? And all that stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, before... Then it's like the whole thing, like, one thing that I feel important with what goes into the dating is be able to, like, create a friendship first.
But you just said a while ago, you didn't want her to be one of the homies.
But, no, I don't. But so, that's on another, that's when we get to a certain level.
But so, okay, so, again, you know me, I'm the devil's advocate. So, I need you to be one of my homies. Mm-hmm. Because there are going to be times where I can call you and be like, Boogie, listen, man, I need to talk. But then what happens? Who do I go to when you're not available?
Yeah.
When because remember you said a while ago, when the world is against you, mm-hmm. you want to be able to go to her. Not every time a woman wants to feel like She has to nourish you.
Right.
Sometimes I need you to come to me. I want to be able to say, hey, babe, I don't want to talk to my woman. I want to talk to my best friend.
Right.
And give me that advice. Hey, fam, you know, if for this moment, I'm fam. I'm bro. You yeah. sis. You homie. You because if we have that balance, I'm a firm believer that what you don't have at home, you search for. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes to the grocery store, the grocery shop, and you have a kitchen full of food.
Right.
However, when you're missing something, it leads you to look other places for what you're missing.
Right.
So if I have a best friend at home and I can't call my bro, I can't call my brother, I can't call my best friend, I can run to my spouse. I can run to my wife, my husband. I can run to my boyfriend, my girlfriend, and I can confide in them and know that I'm safe.
Yeah. And now, and when I was saying like the earlier about, you know, nobody want to be with one of the women acting like one of the homeboys, that I feel like it's on a different level.
Okay.
Like when I'm just first off meeting you and stuff like that. That's the thing I get from you is all she one of the homies type thing. She ain't on that feminine woman type.
Man, but I'm talking about like when I need a whole lot of catering to.
But I'm, what I'm talking about is like, and I am talking to a woman.
Okay.
And me and her already have expressed our interest in each other.
Okay.
And stuff like that. We've been talking. Like I can go way back to a situation.
Don't say no names.
I ain't saying no names.
Okay, cool.
But I met a nice lady. She was cool. Everything, she had everything going for her. Career, job, good job, everything. Educated and everything. And we linking up and we chilling, we vibing, we talk on the phone. And she hit me with the, so what are we doing?
Okay.
And that's when I brought up the whole thing. I'm like, I'm really trying to get to still know you and definitely trying to see where we at on a friendship level.
But then you just told her you wanted to be a friend.
You said what?
You just told her you wanted to be a friend.
No, I'm just telling her, I'm like, I want, because then you just say, I'm looking for, in my relationship, I'm looking for someone to be my friend.
Right, but when I say that, I still believe you have to establish the flow of the relationship. I'm getting to know you. I'm not, so if you come to ask me, hey, what is it that you want? Well, what are we doing here? Listen, I'm trying to build a relationship. Mm-hmm. However, in getting to this relationship, these are the things that I need. I need a friend. I need these things we're building. That, but if you just say, I'm trying to build this friendship in my mind.
That's what I was trying to say. I'm trying to see where we at.
Uh-huh.
Before we try to go to this next level. Like me getting to know you, like on a, not just basically on a friendship level.
Uh-huh.
I want to see where we at as friends right now. We're trying to get to know each other.
But when you say that restricts the relationship. Because you got to think about, that's like going to apply for a job and then you say, so what's going on with the job? And they say something like, well, we're still interviewing candidates. They didn't tell you, yes, you're hired. They didn't say, no, you weren't hired. They said they're still interviewing candidates. Do you stop your search for a job there and wait for them to tell you yes or no, or do you continue to search? Mm-hmm. You're going to continue to search because you don't have clarity. But if I ask you, hey, what are we doing here? Listen, I'm trying to build this relationship. However, there are levels to this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it wrong.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. And when I said it to her in that, I guess I probably said it wrong, because when I said it, she was like, I don't need no more friends.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
But it was too late.
I didn't mean it like that. I was like I'm saying, like, okay, you had already expressed to me that you have everything that you want in life, but this right here.
Right.
That we doing. And so I'm just letting her know, like, hey, I'm just trying to, I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Okay.
And I'm taking it slow, because in the past, I have jumped into relationships. And usually when I've done that, they have all ended
right
bad.
I got you.
And so I was letting her know, like, look, hey, this is cool. Like, this is a first for me, because mm-hmm. I've been in some bad situations with some other females, and you're different.
Okay.
And so I want to make sure I'm going about this in the right way. But she just turned me down, like, I ain't looking for no more friendships. And I was like, I didn't mean that. I was like, let's take it one bit at a time. But she was ready to, like, I don't need that. I'm ready to do this. I got a house. I want a husband. And I was like, you know what? I got to back off, because there's some type of disconnect right here. So
I was
like, you know, that's another thing with dating, is the communication is always, that's like the number one thing that comes up that I see most people be saying they have issues with.
Communication. But I think it's because people, again, at prime example, and I'm not, you know, but
hey, point at me.
Yeah. But I think we word things wrong. And because when a woman tells me that she's putting me in the friend zone, I lose interest in that other aspect. Because I don't cross those boundaries.
I'm gonna stop calling.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm a friend, though.
Yeah. I don't cross those boundaries with my friends. If we're friends, then we're friends.
Yeah.
I don't cross, because those blurred lines is how people's hearts get broken. Mm-hmm. How positive relationships that could have led to networking opportunities, that could have led to business opportunities, yeah, are tarnished because we weren't clear as to what we were doing. Yeah. But I mean, but again, we're gonna get some women's perspective on that.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, because I think we kind of get into some thicker to the thicker things here, man. What is your viewpoint on sex in a relationship? Like, is it? And I'm gonna bring a situation up, and I want you to kind of let me know what you're thinking. So there was an incident where a guy flew out a chick to, I don't know if it was Miami, wherever it was. He flew a chick out, and he was expecting her to have sex with him.
Yeah.
When she didn't, I want to say that he didn't fly her home, or he canceled her ticket.
I know what you're talking about.
It was kind of far back.
She flew the dude out.
No. The guy. I haven't talked to, that was my next point.
Oh, okay.
And then I think that situation happened first, where the guy flew the young lady out, got out there. He was expecting her to have sex with her, and then she was like, she wasn't for it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And then more recently, a chick flew a guy out and was expecting sex from him.
Right.
So I guess my question would be, is there ever a time in a relationship or when you're dating that sex, that you're obligated to sex? If you feel like yes, you gotta tell. You can't just be like, yeah. You gotta tell me why. And if you say no, you gotta tell me why.
I feel like no.
Okay.
I'm not obligated. I mean, unless it's discussed before y'all meet up with each other. There's a mutual agreement.
Okay.
If y'all probably already, like, there's been a situation like, I've probably been on the phone. Me and her probably already had phone sex a couple times.
Okay.
And I know. When we finally meet, it's going down. Like, situation like that, you should know that.
So what happens if you and her discuss this? Hey, I'm going to fly you out to Miami. When we're here, we're going to do such and such, and I'm expecting this in return. And she says, okay, cool. But she gets to Miami, and you're expecting, because you know for a fact that sex is guaranteed, but the vibe is off. It's not, y'all not meshing, but you know sex is coming because this is what was established.
Right.
Do you feel like as a man and or a woman that you have the right to change your mind?
I mean, I'm different. I mean, if she changed her mind, she changed her mind.
Okay.
I'm going to be disappointed because, yeah, this is what we talked about before you got here.
I mean, but do you not I'm feel not the vibe it. Like she feels it?
I mean, if the vibe is off, then shoot, as a man, I'm gonna probably feel the same way as a woman not wanting to give it up. But
But you got some men that expect this to happen regardless because I flew you out.
I get that, but me, like me, I'm a different type of dude. Yeah, I like to, you know, do what it do and all that stuff like that.
Okay.
I feel like if me and Hub has been talking and we've been trying to get to know each other or whatever, and we still on that level, and this trip is like, you know, probably a test to go into all that. I'm still on that level trying
whoa,
to.
Whoa. Well, you said a test?
What? Yeah, traveling with somebody is a test.
A test for what?
To see if I want to travel with this person.
So I'm with you now.
It's not like you moving in with somebody for the first time.
Right, so you're not saying that that traveling together is a test to see if we're going to be intimate. You're saying, hey, this is another test to see if we're meshing.
I want to take this to another level.
So why not just take a person on vacation and let whatever happens happen versus putting expectation and obligation on what we're doing? That's like a person saying, hey, I need a ride to work. And you say, well, I'll give you a ride to work, but I need some head.
Yeah.
See, why does it have to be conditions? Why can't it just be, hey, you know, I'm gonna take you on this trip to Miami. I want to go to Miami with my folks. Me and you been kicking it. I'm vibing with you. Mm-hmm. I want to take you to Miami. And in Miami, let Miami be Miami. And if we decide to be intimate as two consenting adults, then that's what we decide to do. Yeah. Versus saying, hey, Felicia, I'm gonna take you to Miami, but when we get to Miami,
we'll be clapping some cheeks while we're
down. Yeah, like, why does it have to be that way?
that's what I asked too. I'm like, because, like I said, I'm not. Let me think about it though.
this getting good.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? I don't mind telling you, like, I had a situation like that where.
Oh, ladies, if you're looking to be flown out, El Boogie ready, he flying them out.
A situation.
You sitting on Spirit or you sitting at American Airlines?
Say, wait a minute. We don't do Spirit at all. So if you like to fly Spirit, you can go by yourself.
Man, let me tell you. So look. I rode Spirit one time. One time. And we was on the runway, man. We was, you know how they pull you out. They say,
hey, prepare for takeoff. And
yeah.
Man, Captain was on the speaker, man. He said, hey, bro, I don't think we got enough gas. What? I said, wait, we ain't gonna make it to Vegas, man. Right. No, I'm just playing.
Right.
I just heard so many bad stories about Spirit. I did ride Spirit before. However, now, after riding American and Southwest, listen, if we're not flying American, I'll take a different flight than the rest of the group to have that comfort and that convenience. But that's a different segment.
Yeah, that's a different segment. It's just flights. Whatever.
That's a whole segment in itself.
Yeah, a whole segment in itself, boy. Flights. Talking about flights. What not to do. Me and a bunch of my, pretty much majority of my family.
Okay.
We like to do something every year.
Okay.
Especially like cruises. So on a cruise, it's like.
If a honey trying to go with you, they go on a cruise, she in there.
Yeah, if I invite you on a trip or anything, it's my family, that has to mean something.
Okay. Hey, we really doing this.
Okay. I'm bringing you around because one thing that's important to me is family.
Family, okay.
Right. And their opinion matters too.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause there. So what happens if you feeling her, but your family is not really, they're not really feeling her? Like, what happens?
Then we gonna have to talk about something like, they say you weren't talking too much or something.
But what if it's not that? What if it's not that? Like, what if it's just like, you know how sometimes you introduce, you meet people and you just like, it's just something about that. I can't put my finger on it. It's something like, what if it's one of those situations?
Well, let's go back. I said, yeah, their opinion matters.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it's gonna be the deciding factor.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? If my sister say something like, I'm gonna value that and go with it, but you know, this is how I feel. This is, you know, what it's gonna be.
What if mama say something?
My mama said she don't like you, baby.
Are you gonna tell her?
I wouldn't tell her, but you know, vibes don't lie. You know what I'm saying? You know, it'll be felt. But so everybody, back to our story, like everybody that was going on the cruise was pretty much coupled up.
Okay.
And everything. So, you know, I reached out to a friend that I knew that, you know, I had some history with.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And I was like, you know, hey, I would like to, I pay for everything. I pay for the flight. I pay for
ladies,
the,
if you need a vacation, call 1-800 Landon Take Me.
I pay for a flight. Pay for the her part of the cruise. Okay. Everything, pretty much
a sugar daddy, ain't you?
Yeah, I mean, she was, you know, she wasn't young.
Oh, you a sugar cougar?
Sugar cougar, yeah. So I'm sugar cougar.
Okay.
I think we discussed about having sex while we was on this trip.
Okay.
We discussed,
ladies and gentlemen, this just turned dark.
We discussed it, like we probably talked about it once or twice.
Okay.
And she was like,
initiated the conversation? Was it you or her?
I think it was me, because what I do is I try to give a warning to the female, to let her know, like, hey.
Man, you ain't out here just signing NDAs, are you?
You're going to be sharing a room.
Okay.
So that means sometimes, you know, I like to sleep butt naked. Yeah, so I say that just to see, and she'd be like, well, I sleep butt naked too. All right, cool. Well, we cool then. I said, so if something happened, you ain't gonna trip or nothing like that. She's like, if something happens, just let it happen. Let's not try to force it and all that stuff like that. We on the trip and we having a good time and we vibing and stuff like that. Yeah, maybe it will happen. I'll be up to it.
Okay. Okay.
Or whatever. So, like I said, that goes back to like when we say like it all depends. Like if it was discussed before. You guys go on a trip, or once you get on a trip, and it don't happen, then I can feel for the man if he's disappointed.
Okay.
Because it was talked about, it was discussed. Like, yeah, I'm going on this trip, I'm paying for everything. That's probably like the main reason why the dude was motivated to pay for everything. Because she going. I got somebody going with me. It's going down. We got the room with a balcony. Everything. So,
oh, Lord.
I can understand. Like, but if it wasn't discussed or anything like that, I don't think you should feel obligated, or just because you're paying for somebody or flying somebody out, it doesn't make her automatically obligated to give it up when y'all get on the trip.
Right.
I don't know where somebody's got that from. Like, and it goes back to like, shoot.
I mean, you thought that too.
I did.
Right. So you can't try to give an origin about something that you was conceited into.
I was on the same thing. I was like, if it happens, it happens. If it don't,
right.
I ain't tripping. I'm just going on this trip to have a good time. I'm not going on this trip to look to have sex.
Okay. So you're not necessarily going looking for sex. So if that's the case, and we're gonna get to our last question, we got to get ready to wrap it up. Okay. Y'all have been a great audience tonight, man. The Bros Barbecue, I was gonna say the Bros Barbecue again. The Bros Podcast. What did he say? Really? I don't know all that salt in the potato salad.
Man, we gotta go in house. Probably, mess with the potato salad.
Yeah. So, Okay, so if in fact, like you said, you're here and you're saying, okay, we're here to have a good time, what happens, happens. If that's the case, if that's the true case,
yeah,
then why is it that, why is it that we have to have that conversation? I sleep butt naked. Why does that have to happen? Because again, I'm of the belief that two adults are going to do whatever two adults are going to do. I don't think that a woman is ever obligated to do anything. I don't think that a man is ever obligated to do anything. I think when it comes to sex, I think if it happens, it happens.
Right.
Now, with that being said, when you ask those questions, I feel like you put pressure on the situation. Because now your mind is saying, no matter what happens, I'm guaranteed to get this. Her mind is thinking, no matter what happens, I'm obligated to give this. And again, like you said, if the vibe is not there, it's just like, why be in a relationship with somebody that you're really not vibing with? Right. So with that same token, why have sex with somebody that you don't want to have sex with?
Right. I don't know where, like I said, it's just with the era that we're in, everything's changed.
Right.
Money being involved. Even it don't even have to be a trip. It can be to like a man taking the woman out to a 5-star restaurant. Like, hey, I didn't pay $300 for your meal tonight. Like, you going with me, right? You going back home with me. Like, to me, I was just like, men like that is messing it up for the good guys like myself. Because, you know, you just want to be genuine and try to go out and get a vibe with somebody. And she that type of woman that's just going out and looking for a free meal. So then that's on her at the end of the day. But there's actually guys out here that want to take a woman out and show her a good time and show her that they really like her without trying to see what's in our pants. But you got those other people out there that's opposite.
Right.
And it's just like everything is all over the place when it comes to dating, and definitely with black men and women is the part where I say is divided the most. It's just the way things are happening in the media. Like I said, That's the main thing that's brainwashing.
This man keeps saying the media like we rich and famous. Brother, we are broken, struggling.
We broken, struggling, yeah. But every time we look at the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Women want to do this. They want to be that. Men too. Yeah, I was getting to them too. Yeah. I don't want to make this one-sided.
Because you sure come out with the women. I'm trying to appeal to our female audience. Listen.
I know. They going to hate me.
Yeah, they going to hate. But listen, they ain't going to want to hear. They going to cancel us because of you.
Yeah, I know. But ladies, at the end of the day, I'm a nice guy.
He is. Cool
I'm
guy.
A nice guy. I would do anything for my woman.
And, fly you out.
I'll fly you fly you out. Let me take a time. I'm going to make my dating profile right now.
Listen, brother, hey, this is not tagged.
My name
this
is Landon. Not... I'm a Virgo.
Brother, this dude like long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach. I like to travel, you know what I'm saying?
Last question for you, Boogie. Question for you, man. I want to get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
We talked about relationships. We talked about the disconnect. We talked about sex and obligations and expectations.
Right.
What is it that separates you from any other man in our society? What sets you apart?
I think the thing that sets me apart is...
There's a back door to this, so just go with me.
Despite my past,
okay,
experiences and situationships and everything, I feel like me as a man, I have a huge heart.
Okay.
Sometimes that gets me in trouble or in situations, but my heart, I'm caring. I'm always thinking about any woman to come in my life, know that I'm gonna put you first.
Okay.
Before anything.
Okay.
And that's just me as a human. Like when it comes to my friends and family, it's always I'm thinking of you first.
Okay.
And one thing that I know for sure is I'm a good guy, and I'm gonna make sure that I take good care of your feelings, and protect your give you protection, and anything that you need from me, I'll go hard for you. As long as I know that you're going hard for me, I'm gonna go twice as hard for you.
With that being said, have you ever given an expectation of what you could provide and failed?
Yeah.
So yeah. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with, because we talked about you being disappointed in relationships. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with you disappointing the other person in your relationship?
All that goes back to accountability.
Okay.
Taking accountability. Like, look, I went at this wrong. Mm-hmm. I probably went at it in the wrong way. Okay. But one thing about me as a man, I'm willing to compromise and I'm willing to fix it if I need to fix it.
Well,
I need to fix it.
She doesn't give you the space to fix it, mm-hmm. do you just give up, or do you, I don't want to use the word make her. I will use that word. If she's not willing to give you the space to make it up and to make it right, do you make her see you, or do you just back off and kind of throw in the towel?
I mean, it everything goes into like y'all history,
okay,
and how long y'all been together, or you know, I feel like a lot of people these days they are real quick to jump ship.
Okay.
And not fight. I'm a strong believer in fighting.
Fight. Okay. Okay.
And so if I messed up and it's already been got to a point where she's disappointed and she's done, I'm going to fight. I'm not going to give up.
Okay.
I'm going to fight for what we got. Like, depending on, like I said, every situation is different.
Right.
But if it's something that can be fixed, then I'm going to fight. I'll fix it and make sure we good at the end of the day. And you know, because that's life. You're not gonna go through a relationship and it be squeaky clean,
right,
and stuff like that. You're gonna have your arguments, you're gonna have your disagreements and everything like that. But as long as y'all compromise and come to an agreement at the end of the day, you know, y'all should be able to grow. Because I feel like when you get into those situations where you might be disappointed and stuff like that, I think that helps the relationship grow stronger.
If the disappointments do.
Yeah, if y'all able to grow and correct them and let that person fix them and correct them together, that I feel that helps y'all take it up to another level.
Okay.
Because it ain't a real relationship if y'all ain't got to a certain point and y'all fixed it and it made y'all better. Instead of just like giving up and moving on, that's how I feel.
Alright, well, I mean, listen.
My opinion.
I'm the same in a sense. If I messed up, when it comes to disappointment, man, I have to give it 100% before I walk away to know that I did everything I could to save the relationship. That's the same way it is when I mess up. I will go to Earth's end to make sure you understand and know like that I'm here for you and I. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs. I'm going to make you see me. Mm-hmm. Now, what you do with my efforts is completely up to you, because at that point, again, I'm at your grace, because mm-hmm. I'm the one that got us in this position, in this place. So, right. I mean, hey, you know, it's like you said, it's a trying factor that does yield stronger relationships.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the more you go through, the stronger you are, but I will say when you have gone through different avenues of turmoil, it does produce better respect for that person, because you know that person is going to be there throughout whatever. And it does create, it does in some cases yield a stronger relationship.
Yeah.
Hey man, this has been a great conversation. Listen, I'm glad we got this out, man.
Yeah. And ladies, again, like, hey, don't take anything I said today to heart.
Take it all to heart.
It's just an opinion. I love my black women. Like, okay. Definitely, I love all my women, but
thank you.
Especially my black women. Like, without thank y'all,
you, Bucky.
Without y'all, we are nothing. Like,
we are this fact.
We come like what Tupac say. Like, we came from y'all.
We came from a woman.
So we can't do nothing but show y'all nothing but respect.
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, you definitely are devalued in these times. But yeah, I love my black women and stuff like that. And man, you know, we had so much to say on this one, man. I think we're gonna continue this for another episode, I believe.
Man, you're a day late and a dollar short. Listen, I already got some guests for next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait for part three. Now part three, we're gonna have some more people. It's gonna be crazy because we're gonna have a couple couples, and then we're gonna have a couple single people just giving their opinion as to what exactly relationships are, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the do's, the don'ts, the what ifs, the what if nots. It's, man, listen, I don't know if y'all heard the first podcast, the pilot.
Yeah, the pilot.
Today's episode two is called Relationships Part One. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I promise you, don't want to miss it. Don't forget, nominate your mamas for our Mother's Day giveaway.
What you say about my mama?
Hey man, nominate your mama.
Nominate your mama, man. We got Mother's Day coming up, man. And whoever wins will receive a prize from the Bros Podcast.
Yes, sir. There are four winners.
Yeah.
Four winners. Hey man, listen, before we let y'all go, anybody that had a birthday in April, happy birthday. Yeah. Anybody celebrating anniversaries, happy anniversaries. Anybody Ooh. Recently getting married or graduating, congratulations.
Yes.
I, again, am your host, Ant Brown, a.k.a. The Bearded Cowboy. My co-host, my dog,
Landon, a.k.a. L Boogie, your girlfriend's favorite producer.
This guy. Hey, man, and as always, we start the show the same way we finish.
Yeah.
Hey, toast.
Toast.
To the bros.
Yeah.
Hey, man. And we're going to kick you back to Kenyon Dixon. Get up and get high and get by.
Get by and get high.
Get by and get something like that. Listen.
We're not promoting now drugs.
Right. Like but it was a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Hey, man, we're going back to the song of the week. Stay tuned for next week's episode. We can't wait to see you. Hey, as always, love, peace.
And hair grease.
I ain't even got no hair, bro. I'm bald headed.
Damn, you ain't bald
headed. Hey, man, we love y'all, man. The Bros Podcast.
All right. We out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Up in arms, running wild, and all they say is hopeful.
All they say is hopeful.
So everything will turn around. Well, another day, another dollar to make. They never listen to a thing that we say anyway. Spent all my time and money making mistakes. Now I'm behind a piece of mind, I just might run away. Life ain't always that tough to what we decide. Some days it takes a little more to survive. So we just drink and get high. That's how we get by.